I call this October 21st, 2018, special meeting to order at approximately 6:33. Roll call, Ruthanne.
Member Carter.
Here.
Member Hall.
Here.
Member Patton.
Here.
Member Pulaski.
Here.
Member Fisher is here, and Vice President Rollins-Gay.
Here. Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No nays. Now we're going to the citizen statements. So I hope everybody got their goldenrod sheet. If not, give it to Don. We'll start off with Lucia Manaldo. And behind her will be Jennifer, I guess it's Herncrest?
Highcrest.
Highcrest, okay. Is your mic working, Lucia?
Either one, just push the button.
Just tap that button.
Push the button until it goes green.
Here. Put your, right here. There you go.
Thank you.
Lucia Maldonado, my three kids graduated from Urbana School District. I'm also the Latino family liaison for the district. And I'm going to read my statement. I'm deeply concerned about the way our schools have been portrayed in the media and in our community. I have seen the posts, I have heard the negative comments, and I have seen people pointing fingers and putting the blame in specific individuals. I believe all of that is creating division and is moving us away from solutions. Without a doubt, there are areas that need improvement and things that need to change. Also, without a doubt, there are many great things happening daily that are being unnoticed among all the negativity. Communication is a great part of my role in the district. Over the years, my responsibilities as a parent liaison had changed to better fit the needs of the district and Spanish-speaking families. In the last few years, we have made significant improvements to our approach to immigrant Latino families and students. Dr. Owen's leadership and guidance has been a substantial part of that. The work we do inside the district and the supports we provide is very important. But I want to use this time to highlight some of the work we do outside of the school doors, work that many times goes unnoticed. The last 3 years have definitely been challenging for immigrant families, and we as a district have done everything we can to support them. We have reinforced our relationship with local organizations to ensure families in our district will get the assistance and information they need. Immigrants and families of color have been targeted and marginalized in many different ways, but we have been working hard to ensure our schools are safe spaces for all. People frequently congratulate me for the work we are doing in the district. I always say that I'm blessed to work in this district under the direct supervision of Dr. Owen. He is the reason why we have been able to create new support systems for families facing emergencies that are only specific to immigrant populations. Dr. Owen is the reason why undocumented students and families now have a voice in our district. Being an immigrant in this country is not easy. I take pride on this district for the work that has been done to offer bilingual students the program and services they need to succeed academically. Education is important for immigrant parents, but so it is to be recognized and to be welcomed. Aside from his lead as superintendent, Dr. Owen has made it clear to all our parents that our district welcomes them and their families. His support has made a difference to many in and out of the schools. 2 years ago, we had a student who ran away from his house more than a few times. Dr. Owen was aware, and each time that happened, he physically helped in the search. On a different case, when a Latino family lost everything they had on a fire, Dr. Owen asked me to join him in a visit to the family to offer support and to provide them with a monetary donation to help them through that difficult time. His example of solidarity has been a great lesson to me. Personally, the most challenging episode occurred on March of this year when we lost a student to suicide. Once again, Dr. Owen insisted on visiting the family at the hospital to pay his respect and offer any assistance he could provide. I deeply admire Dr. Owen's leadership and commitment to education for all, but it is his constant demonstration to commitment to humanity and equity that makes me feel deeply honored to work for him. Dr. Owen has played soccer with us, has been at all our cultural events. He has done Zumba. He has been at picnics and shared many meals with us. Dr. Owen goes everywhere where it's more comfortable for parents to meet, including sitting on a bench under a tree at a neighborhood park. Dr. Owen has come to our trainings specific to immigrant needs to understand better what immigrants' families need and what they're going through, and what are the best ways to support them. When we support parents, we support students. We are the only school district in Central Illinois that has a direct collaboration with the Mexican Consulate in Chicago to ease the process for parents and students in our district to obtain important documents. As I said at the beginning, most of what I mentioned here happened outside of the schools, but the relationship with parents and their trust flows into our schools daily. We cannot have a successful schools without the positive involvement of the families and the community. These initiatives have been guided, supported, and encouraged by Dr. Owen. I decided to speak here tonight because I'm afraid that all the negative rhetoric is pulling us apart. Yes, it is true that changes are needed. I hope you, the board, recognize that the leadership we have now can continue to guide us in the direction we need to achieve the district mission. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucia. Jennifer? Followed by, excuse me, by her would be Brian Lake.
Oh. Hi there, I'm Jennifer Hindhorst. I'm principal at Wiley Elementary School, but I'm first here to talk to you as a parent of Urbana. I actually moved to Urbana, moved my children out of Champaign schools a decade ago to bring them to Urbana. And I live very close on Cottage Grove to Wiley, and my daughter started school at Wiley. And the reason that I came to Urbana was because of the leadership, because of the community, because of the warmth that was shared amongst those in the community as opposed to Unit 4 at the time. I had just been interim principal at a school in Unit 4, and I was well aware of what was happening there. And it was a difficult time for Unit 4 under the consent decree, and Urbana had so easily kind of navigated through a lot of these racial equity issues because of the leadership that had been in place. And so as I brought my kids into Urbana schools, I often looked at the leadership and what the leadership was doing. I went from Jean Amberg to Dr. Preston Williams to Don Owen. I also had graduate classes with Dr. Owen. And if you want to know, I went to middle school with Kathy Barber. I'm a longtime resident of this area. Okay. And I learned after I left Unit 4 that I would never, ever work for anyone again who wasn't honorable and ethical and had a very strong moral compass. And so for a decade, I worked in higher ed. I worked as a professor. I've been doing research projects. And a couple years ago, I started working with Dr. Bynum at Urbana Adult Ed on the Racial Equity Committee. I also took a job at Urbana High School to teach one German class. And at the time, I went to that school because my son was there, and my son has disabilities, and I needed to be in the same building as him to make sure that he got what he needed. And that's why I ended up at the high school. And as I thought to come back into public school, as I looked around, I didn't think I would find a district where I could find ethical, honorable leaders who stood by what they said. The politics are brutal at this level. I know that because I also have my superintendency certificate. And if you don't have a strong moral compass, and if you aren't honest and have integrity, then you can't attract those kinds of people. So it made it easy for me to stay at the high school with Matt Stark, and it even made it easier when Don Owen became superintendent. Working with Dr. Bynum and the racial equity work, is part of my passion. My research is on marginalized families and their relationships with schools. At the age of 22, I left Champaign and went down to Texas to work in a high school. And at 22 years old, I went into a high school where in 1992 we had 4 full-time police officers. I say that because my path of wanting to understand racial equity and how that plays out and what my role is as a white middle-class woman with white privilege started that time in Texas. The only reason I even considered applying to be a part of of Urbana School District 116 was because of the work I had done with Dr. Bindham and Dr. Owen. They are the only reason I'm here. And I only want to be in this district with them as my leaders. And I'm not the only one. When you look around and you see how the demographics have shifted, it's not because anything in Urbana changed aside from the courage that Dr. Owen has to address issues of racial equity. I was at the high school when the decision was made to change from the deans to the SEAs. It was scary as a teacher to think that the system that we had always had in place would be different. And it has not been a smooth transition, but that doesn't mean the decision and the direction was not the correct one. It is. Until we hit and address racial equity head on, we aren't going to make the difference that we say we're going to make. I hear all of you talk about how proud you are of our schools and what we're doing. And that pride has to stand on the fact that Dr. Owen will address issues of racial equity, that he will stand strong and stand firm. I tell you that I am here because of Dr. Owen and Dr. Bindham, and I only want to remain in a district where I can feel that my passion is supported at the highest levels. And I just want to thank you, Dr. Owen, for all of your leadership.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next. Brian, I'm sorry, you have somebody with you too, Alicia. I apologize.
All right.
Hi, I'm Brian Lake. I'm the current president of the Urbana Education Association. I'm also a new parent of 2 and 3 year old boys. One of them is a student at Urbana Early Childhood, so I'm a new Urbana parent as well. And I have a new black eye to go with all of that. We came together to speak to you, and I'm going to let Alicia run the show.
Sure. And I'm Alicia Trezise, and I am the school social worker at Urbana High School. I'm also the vice president of UEA this year. And I joined Brian in coming here to share some concern, or some, just to voice some concerns that we have. And first, I just want to say that we would not have chosen a district leadership path if we did not firmly believe in our membership's commitment to all of Urbana schools and families. So on behalf of our membership, I'd like to put that right out in front. We remain committed, solidly committed to racial equity, to social justice, and to peaceable schools. In fact, Urbana has a proud, proud history of being out front in issues like this. We have for decades. We are the home of the peer mediation movement. It started right here at UMS with Fred Schrumpf and Mr. Bodine, and I can't remember the other author of that, but that took off here. Mm-hmm. In Urbana, Illinois, at Urbana Middle School, with the school social worker and other administrative collaborators, and it took off nationwide. In the 90s, when I was first coming into the beginning of my career as a public educator, as a school social worker, I was amazed that started right here where I was doing my internships. I'm very proud of that, and we all should be. Our main concerns on behalf of our membership are about the rapid shifts from a collaborative system of communication and educating and system building to this this rapid shift to a top-down management system that is sending the message to our teachers and our support staff and our TAs, sending the message that the voice of the experts on the front line are less valued and less respected than ever. And that is the message that we want to voice. We continue to be firmly committed to racial equity work, brave, courageous work that this district has chosen to take on. And indeed, every collaborative effort we remain committed to better reach and engage all of our students and family in Urbana.
Teaching in Urbana used to feel like a partnership. And if we're fighting for something, it's for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and next up will be Tina Hubray, and after her, Barbara Jones.
Hi, my name is Tina Hubray. I am an Urbana resident, an educator, a parent of a future Urbana Middle School student. And in fact, when we bought our house that we hope to stay in for a very long time, we specifically chose it because it is in the Urbana School District. I have long been a fan of the Urbana School District. I worked for Unit 4 for 5 years, all the while I was part of a history grant that afforded me the opportunity to be very privileged as a teacher and very blind as to how teachers often start off their career. I was treated as a professional. I was treated as a very highly valued person in my career. And that in and of itself really spoke volumes to me. And as I did work with other parts of Urbana School District and professional development, I've always been impressed and I've always been guided by the type of professionalism and respect that they've treated their employees. I look around here and I look around the people who have been talking and I think about all the immense power and love and passion and humanity that I see. I also see that fear is creating a veil and I see that hope is creating a clearing. There's a lot of comments that I could make and that I thought about making and a lot of drafts to this, so I'm going to read what I've settled on. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and my true wish is that we could use this energy and this power to do that work. Not the day-to-day work, which of course is crucial, but the life work, the work that will absolutely change our future. I come before you all tonight with a couple questions. How might our children right now be feeling about themselves when they see how they are being portrayed in these meetings, the media, and other conversations we have behind their backs? What might our students be assuming that we think of them? Why does a school district exist? Why are we doing the work that we do? Who are we here for? What are our goals as educators? And why are these conversations being tangled up in a way that has created this pathway that leads us more away from our vision, our mission? And what is our mission? I hope you ask yourself some questions, and I hope you ask each other questions, and perhaps you find a place to ask that question when you can be your most vulnerable. Why has this amount of energy and time been saved up until now? Why are people truly enraged, and what are people fighting for? Where has our energy and outrage been while the students of color have been pushed to the side? Where were the Facebook groups and the teacher unions when our children of color were continuously being marginalized? Why does that question invoke anger in so many people? Why does that question create an assumption of blame and judgment? Can that question just be what it is? Can it be a question to look at our reality? How can we grow without looking inward and beyond ourselves? Why do we as flawed human beings so often resist looking within ourselves? And why do we struggle to do so without feeling a sense of judgment and blame? How can we use our strength and energy to truly serve a higher calling? How can we set our judgments and assumptions to the side in order to do meaningful work? Why is the outcry happening right now? Where was the outcry when we saw groups of students having completely different educational experiences within the same classrooms? Why are children being blamed for that? Why are leaders of change being blamed? Where was the rage when we saw history continue to repeat itself in a way that was already out of our control? Where was our power in number and our energized collaboration when we knew we were a part of a system that has always marginalized people based on the color of their skin? Why does it feel like these big pushes happen when it's about us, the adults or the privileged? And where does it all go when that burden falls on others, the children or the marginalized and the oppressed? Can you truly expect for the first step in a structural changing movement to have immediate results? Can we begin to see that lifting others up will actually help us create a beautiful existence for all? Can we begin to look at truth without feeling like we are being blamed and shamed? Can we join together in creating a future that allows our children to grow into confident, empathetic, strong adults who are willing to do anything for anyone, even if they're standing on their own? How can we exist in a way that allows us to support each other while we walk in our journey, wherever we may be in that individually, but also understand that we are actually all headed in the same direction? And finally, how can we show our children that we truly do believe in them? Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any more? Okay.
Barbara Jones.
Hi. My name is Barbara Jones. I'm a resident of Urbana, and I'm a retired librarian, and used to be, 150 years ago, a high school teacher in Chicago, and before that, taught in Miami in so-called troubled schools. I worked at UMS as a volunteer when our son was there, and when I saw the video a couple of weeks ago or a month ago of the board meeting, which I thought was just an excellent, very powerful video of all the points of view and people expressing themselves in a very respectful environment, I was moved to find out what I could do. And I asked Dr. Owen, who is in Rotary Club with me, what could I do? And the first thing he said is volunteer. So I signed up to volunteer. And I'm at UMS on Friday afternoons, and I just want to tell everybody, I just love it. And everything I see about the kids and the trouble, it's just not my experience. Now, I know I'm just in one school half a day a week, but I'm working with some students on learning how to write, and I can't even talk about it. I don't have time, but I had a girl put pen to paper for the first time on Friday, and I can hardly talk about it. It was so powerful. So these kids are wonderful, and I, too, worry about how they're being portrayed in the media. I also have a friend here in town who's been here a couple of years, and her daughter is profoundly disabled, and she and her husband and daughter just love it in the Urbana schools. And so it's a disability community, and she has to advocate a lot for her daughter, and she said that in Urbana there's a lot more understanding of the issues that that she and her husband have to advocate for. I have met with the social workers in the Urbana schools because I'm on a Wilcox Fund committee for Rotary, and we raise money to help with kids who need coats and shoes and toiletries and even underwear. I mean, whatever they need. And I was just so impressed with the social workers. And there were about 10 of them in the room, and the positive environment and their knowledge of the students really impressed me. I've also seen Urbana students at Rotary get vocational awards twice now at Rotary. These are non-college-bound students, and I was so impressed at Dr. Owen being so positive and supportive of these kids at Rotary and the parents being so proud and being there and the students and one student who has found his bliss at the Urbana Fire Department. I mean, it was wonderful to see that and to see all the support that this community has. So I have studied and seen restorative justice work in Evanston, Illinois, in the schools with the schools and the police department. And I gather from what I've seen on the video and talked to many of my friends who have a whole range of points of view that it's been a tough transition, that a lot of organizational changes have been tough. But as a volunteer and as a former teacher, I would just ask, please give it some more time. I really like, just from one person, but a fairly experienced person, I really like what I'm seeing, and I would be hopeful. I mean, what I see is hopeful. So anyway, I want to thank everybody, the staff, teachers, administrators, librarians, everybody who's working to make these schools the very best they can be. Thank you.
Thank you. Guadalupe Ricani. You're up.
Good evening. I'm going to read the letter that I had emailed to the board earlier this evening, but I would like to read it in any for public record as well. To the Urbana School District 116 Board of Education. Frequently I'm asked, what about my job is the most challenging? My response is always the same. I say the most rewarding and the most challenging part of my job are the same, the advocacy. For this reason, I am writing to you today. This part of my job is challenging because in a field that is so controversial politically, there are often people that do not understand the need or benefit of providing bilingual education to students. As a school board, you have grown to understand those benefits, and through your support and that of Dr. Owen, our families have been able to gain access to education that has historically been unafforded to them. As I had mentioned, throughout this process, I have had Dr. Owen to support our vision and mission of bringing equitable education to our EL students and families. He has and continues to demonstrate what it means to be an ally and advocate for our programs and families. Dr. Owen continues to advocate and connect with our families. There is rarely an event or opportunity to connect with DL and EL families that he misses. He gets to know our families in and out of the schools. He visits them in their neighborhoods. He seeks out ways to support them where they are and instill systemic change that positively impacts them. In my opinion, this ability and motivation to connect with our students and families is a critical component of being a great leader, which Dr. Owen exemplifies daily. Dr. Owen has also spent a great amount of time getting to know his staff and connecting with them. Anytime he is invited into a classroom or asked for a moment to talk, he makes himself available. This is why I have personally felt comfortable coming to him with concerns about how my students and families have been treated. There have been multiple egregious events that have occurred during my time in this district that have directly affected students, staff, and families of color that, when brought to his attention, were immediately addressed. Currently, Dr. Owen is under fire for pushing forward initiatives that are meant to benefit our students of color by dismantling a system that has been in place that was focused on being punitive rather than supportive or restorative for our students at UMS and UHS. We cannot ignore the fact that this discipline data has shown a racial disparity for years. For anyone to have continued to stand by and not attempt to do something about this would have been a disservice to our students of color. I'm strongly in support of you providing Dr. Owen the time and support to continue to be a leader in Urbana School District 116, to continue to be an advocate for our students and families, and to continue to encourage and motivate the teachers and staff of our district to do what is in the best interest of all of our students. Thank you.
And thank you. Does anyone else have any? Would like to bring a goldenrod sheet up? Well, thank you very much. Do we have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of the appointment, the employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the district, or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine the validity. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Ruthann.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Hall?
Yes.
Member Patton?
Yes.
Member Pulaski?
Yes.
Member Fisher votes yes. Vice President Rollins Gay?
Yes. Seeing that, okay, so we can go. Yeah, we're going into close. I was going to say, seeing that, we're going to close.
There will be no action after the closed session.
And there will be no action after the closed session.
Yep.
I'm not sure about that.